everyone. You're listening to the Master Self-Love Podcast, a podcast showing you how to embark and enjoy the process of your self-love journey, which will open up your heart to others and becoming more grateful for your life, because you are purposeful, powerful, and valuable. My name is Larissa Gonzalez. Welcome or welcome back. Today I want to do an episode on how to deal with insecurity, because right now life is one big insecurity right now during this pandemic, and I really wanted to dig deeper about, you know, how we feel when, how insecure we may feel during this time if we had certain plans in our mind and our plans have been crushed and shattered because of this pandemic, and just how to deal with that from here on out. You know, I'm going to give you tips on how you can move forward, which is by living more in the present, and also knowing that it's more about the person you are becoming, and that, you know, don't ever feel like you don't have a purpose. And that your plan, just because it failed, doesn't mean it was the wrong plan. This plan was more to purify you and prepare you for the next step and the person you are becoming. So I'm going to talk about that, because I think a lot of people are just really anxious, afraid, don't know what to do. And I will hope this podcast will help you remember that you are a warrior, and you can fight for whatever you believe in and for what you can control. So if you want to know how you can walk through life's insecurities, then please, please keep listening. All right, so I wanted to talk about the unknown, the fear of the unknown. I've talked about it here and there on this podcast, because having the fear of the unknown affects a lot of our thoughts, our behaviors, and I know I personally struggle with anxiety, and I think all of us in the world right now are struggling through that because of this pandemic. And it's hard to navigate through this, because we don't know. The whole problem is we don't know what the outcome is going to be, or if we're, you know, we have, that's why I always say to just limit the time that you look at the news, because all that's flashing around us is death, 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 sickness, 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 a lot of fear, and so it freaks us out. You know, if you watch something all day long about a certain topic, then that's what you're gonna think about. And if you watch it all day long and all, you know, for weeks and months on end, it becomes part of your environment. So you have to really be careful about how much of that you are putting in your mind. And you must, you know, get information and know what's going on. You know, it's definitely important to limit that, and to also, what's important is to get your knowledge not only from the news. I don't even watch the news. I go online and I search and get information from sources, because I don't like how the news reports things, and I honestly don't even trust them at this point. There's just a lot of stuff I don't trust. So, but, and that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about, so a lot of the topics I talk about on here is mostly how do we become more confident in ourselves, and, you know, a lot of us are struggling with being insecure as a person. But what really, if you think about it, life as a whole is insecure. It's life is change. There's always a risk, and that is the reality. You know, we can plan for the future, but we can't actually see the future. You can have forethought, but you can't have foresight. Life is just uncertain. I mean, it is, right? I mean, how do you know? We don't know when we are going to die. We don't know if the plans that we have are going to work out. You know, there's a quote by Mike Tyson. He says, you know, when you get into the ring, you have a plan until you're punched in the face. And that's just so true with life itself, you know. And I wanted to talk about that because, you know, I think we're forgetting that there was always a risk in life and that life is just insecure. It's not like all of a sudden it's more insecure, or before this pandemic we never faced death or sickness, you know. And I'm not downplaying it. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying, like, we have to remember, you know, I like to begin and end this podcast with saying, you know, you are powerful, purposeful, and valuable. And I think we always have to remember that, no matter what we're facing, and, you know, stand up for our fights, become knowledgeable. I think knowledge is power. When I stop watching the news and actually get the more information about the numbers and just dig deeper into that, and there's certain sources that I go online to, and I feel more secure. I feel like, oh, okay, I know what I just read and I can understand it, and they're telling me to, you know, wash my hands and go out and wear a mask, and that's it, you know. And instead of watching certain things and they're just make it seem that we can't fight back, that we can't, that we're powerless, really. And I don't like that, because the fact of the matter is life is insecure. It's always going to be insecure. And so I just wanted to say that, because it's okay to feel how you're feeling, and it's normal. It, you know, we as humans go into flight or fight mode when things happen. And I want to come on here and help you all get into more of the fight mode of a mindset, and a more, you know, hopeful outlook, because the most dangerous thing is that we lose hope and forget that we all have a purpose in life, and that we can contribute to the world more than we even know. And to, you know, a lot of plans have been canceled that have been detrimental to people. But the fact of the matter is, again, is like, plans always, you know, you can plan for the future, but we can't actually see the future. And a lot of times our plans that we have, you know, our plan A, I read a quote that said, you know, life is all how you handle plan B. And it might be C, D, you know. And so just, I want to do this podcast for those people who are just feeling very insecure about everything in life, because maybe you just, I mean, there's so many scenarios, right? You just, for example, you know, people, I feel so bad for the people that have small businesses, and maybe in the month of March, they just opened up their brand new business. It was their dream and they were excited, and they never saw this coming. They may have taken out loans, and now their whole world is crushed. Their plan that they envisioned in their mind is now shattered. You know, and it's really hard to come out of that sadness, because We tie so much of our accomplishments and our dreams into our self-worth. And that's also something I'm going to talk about is that really it's in life, it's all about who we are becoming. It's not about our achievements, how much money we make. I mean, we can leave a legacy behind and help people, you know, but really to be hopeful in life, it's the best way is to look at who we are becoming and what we want to become, more so than looking at certain plans and achievements as the entire purpose for life, because again, plans can always be shattered and we don't know what the future is, and so we have to enjoy the process and the present moment that we're in. And so what's really helped me through this is just trying to stay, you know, more present, because it brings me anxiety to think about what's going to happen in the future. What am I going to do? What's going to happen? Blah, blah, blah. It's really just a waste of time, really, because we don't know what's going on. You know, we can plan, and I think that's fine. I'm not saying to never plan and have plans. I mean, we need to have that forethought, but we need to remember that we can't foresee the future, and that it's okay to have, it's not the end of the world is what I'm trying to say, if your plans get shattered. And it might seem like that, maybe, like I said, that business owner doesn't even know, you know, maybe he put up his house, you know, to pay this loan, and now he could lose the house, or maybe this person did. But there's always hope and a way out of things, and the way we need to look at it is, again, like, look at the moment that we have. What else can we be grateful for, and what can I control? What can I control in this moment? We can't control this coronavirus. You know, if we all could control it, we would all turn that switch off, right? I mean, we would do that, but we can't right now. And so we have to walk into insecurity. We have to learn how to adapt, you know, to be comfortable in that insecurity, because it's just, if life is insecure, then, and we're walking in insecurity, then we are going to feel insecure. Right? I mean, if life is insecure and we are a part of life, then it's going to be insecure. So we have to learn how to, as humans, adapt in these times of the unknown and look at what we can control. You know, just because your original plan failed doesn't mean also that it wasn't taking the wrong step. You know, if that business owner, like, maybe down the road, maybe that business owner quickly adapted their business to this time, and maybe he was a restaurant and they quickly adapted to something that where they can have pickup or delivery, and maybe that his original plan didn't involve that, and maybe he's going to make more money out of that. But also, I think it's important to remember that just because your original plan failed doesn't mean that it was taking the wrong step. Maybe this plan was to purify and prepare you for the next step. You know, I came to Chicago with a plan in mind. I had a small online store. And I had a whole different plan of how things were going to go here. And it went an entirely different way. And I was literally purified during that experience. And there was suffering and hell, but I feel like I'm in a better place. And without that happening, I don't think I could have, I wouldn't have become the person. I don't think I would have started this podcast. I don't think I would have helped people, you know, if maybe my plans went the other way. So just remember, the plan that failed was maybe to purify and prepare you for the next step. And we always have to remember, it is our plans or our purpose for life is definitely not done because it failed. You know, we just always have to be willing to adapt to changes and to learn to let go of failed plans, as hard as it is, and to look at what can I learn. And I mean, all the things I've learned, I used to say to myself, oh, it was such a waste of time and all that time I put into my online business. But I'm seeing that now it's helped me with my current job now, because I have so much more knowledge, not only in accounting, but I can suggest things about e-commerce and things like that. So whatever you're doing, just remember that it's not being done in vain. Like, you're either learning something or gaining a skill, or you're becoming the person that you're meant to become. And that's the next important thing that I want to talk about, is so how can we move forward out of these, you know, broken plans, unknown, you know. And I also feel for the graduates, you know, they didn't get to have the ceremony, and it's now they're just thrown into this big ball of uncertainty. But it's always been that way, because if you think about it, you know, like here in the US, I'm not sure about how education works outside of the world, but you know, we start kindergarten and we go to 12th grade high school. And so each year of our lives, we know what's going to happen, a little bit. Like, we have that routine. Oh, well, we got to go from kindergarten to first to second, third to fourth. And then when we get to 12th grade, then we're just thrown into the real world. And then we wonder why we're insecure. You know, there's just, I mean, what are we supposed to do now? You know? And so just, you know, as you're graduating, you know, just take it slow. And then from high school, then we're like, if some people are like, well, then we got to go to college. And then from there, and then at that point, then you're also thrown in there. But that's why I think it's so important to just slow down, especially after high school, to know what you want, and definitely get a job during high school and college to gain skills and see what you like as a person. Maybe you hate customer service, maybe you love it. That's where you can figure out what you like. And so don't put so much pressure on yourself for figuring something out at, you know, I'm 33 and I'm still, you know, I think till the day that we die, we'll always have, you know, always feel that insecurity of maybe I didn't do the right thing, maybe I didn't. But I want to talk about now, so how can we move forward and deal with this? So it's don't rush and live in the present and remember, it's all about who you are becoming. Because a lot of people, you know, feel like if they don't have something figured out, their career, their job, relationships, that their life is meaningless. And that's another problem right now during this pandemic, is the rates of suicide have gone up. And actually, even before this, I mean, just the statistics of suicides it's awful. You know, it's, I just pulled up here now from the afsp.org, the age adjust, adjusted suicide rate in 2018 was 14.2 per 100,000 individuals. On average, there are 132 suicides per day. You know, we're freaking out right now about hearing the coronavirus deaths per day, but these statistics have been here for suicides forever, and it's an awful problem. It's terrible, and it's, you know, I've been in those dark places, and so that's what I want to talk about is focusing on who you're becoming instead of tying your worth to all of these things, job, relationship, whatever else that really doesn't define who you are. And I want to talk about what do you look at in terms of who you're becoming. So we can say that at every stage along life's way, we are challenged to, you know, act more self-aware. That's something, like, I talk big about being self-aware, gaining more skills, being competent and wise with certain topics. You can become more honest, sincere, genuine, more caring, compassionate, accepting, respectful, more forgiving. You become more creative and exploratory. You can become more courageous, more hopeful, more faithful, more generous, nurturing, delighting in the happiness of others, more meaningful and expressive, more grateful and appreciative, open to delight, more engaging, more energetic, more responsive, more graceful, and more beautiful. And beautiful is not meaning looks, you know. It's just, when other people look at you, do they look at, you know, are you a caring person, a good person, you know? So ask yourself, you know, what kind of person do I want to become? You know, you can, you know, who in your life inspires you? You know, as I talked about in my last podcast, when answering those questions, it asks who admires me. The people that admire me aren't really like celebrities or rich people or this and that. It's people who are caring, who have been resilient through tough times, that have got up and fought another day. Like, those are the people who inspire me, you know. And, you know, ask yourself, what kind of person do I enjoy being? You know, do you enjoy being sad, hateful, you know, spiteful? Or do you enjoy being happy, delightful? You know, and ask yourself, how can I deepen my relationships with the important people in my life? You know, the life that lives between us. How can I strengthen those relationships? And then lastly, what kind of world do I want to create with my conversations and my actions? You know, these are tough questions, but they're powerful questions. They challenge you to develop more inner and relational goals, rather than being only outer directed by the immediate needs of coping with work and family situations and just everything else, you know. And that's what I say is more important is the person you are becoming through life, through life's uncertainties. It's not about, you know, anything else, really, because, like I said, at the end of the day, and we all are facing death at the end of the day. I don't, you know, it's scary with all this coronavirus that it's, you know, we're facing death a little more. But it's always there. It's never going to go away. And sure, we don't want to, nobody wants to die an early death. That's definitely not what we want. But even then there, think about the people that, the kids that have cancer and die, or, not even becoming a teenager. So when we look at our lives, like when we're complaining about this and that, and, it's not, life isn't a plan. It's not like, I feel like we think that life is supposed to be like this. We go to school, we get out of it, then we get married, a house. Like, I feel like we have this idea in our minds about what a perfect life is supposed to be. And it's not that way. Tell that child who died from cancer that, that they're supposed to have the perfect life. They're never gonna even get that chance to do that. And we don't, everybody says, we're not promised tomorrow. We're not promised the next hour, the next few hours, we're not promised anything in this life, really. And so it's so important to just focus on the day and how you are reacting to it, and what kind of person are you being through this experience? Are you being someone who's bitter and angry? And, if you're living with other family members, are you supporting them right now, or are you giving them more stress, or are they giving you more stress? We all have to think about, again, what type of person do we want to be? What type of person and environment do we want to create for ourselves? That's what's most important. And then again, knowing what we can and can't control. If we worry about the things that we can't control, it's a waste of time. Because we can't, if we could control it, we could, but we can't. But I wanted to talk about that because obviously through these uncertain times, and I wanted to just, offer you these questions and thoughts to ponder, because we just have to slow down and take it day by day. And just cherish those we love in ourselves and the time that we have, and know that we all have a purpose. And again, it could be literally, our purpose could be just walking down the street and smiling to somebody, and that could change somebody's life. Like, we don't really see those little things, those small acts of kindness that could really affect people, as something big and mighty. And it is. It truly is. So just again, I just want to say, you are powerful, purposeful, and valuable. And you have more strength and fight in you than you know. And it's always there. It won't ever leave you. It's right there with your heart. So just remember that. And also on another note, before I leave, I created a playlist on iTunes. Sorry for those of you who don't have an iPhone. I'll try to figure out if there's another way I can make a playlist. But music has gotten me through so much in life. I don't know what I would do without it. So I want to share some songs that are, give you some hope, or just are good to listen to. So if you type in Master Self Love, I think I made it public, so hopefully it's there. You'll know it's there if there's Mariah Carey on it. So I wanted to just share some songs with you all that have helped me through tough times, and just some. And there are Christian songs on there, but if you don't like those, just don't listen to them. But I want to share what helps me. And again, my faith is a big, huge part. I mean, what I talked about today I can translate that into what I really believe, which is, you know, God is really the main purpose and has a plan for all of us. But, you know, I know everybody has different thoughts and maybe doesn't believe, and but I wanted to add on the songs I listen to without any restrictions there. So I hope you all enjoy that playlist, and I don't know if anyone's able to add songs. If you can, that would be awesome. And follow the playlist. And if you can message me on Instagram at Master Self Love and let me know if you see the playlist, I would love that. And just, you know, come by and say hi. I'd love to hear from anybody that, you know, maybe this podcast has helped or any ideas for new topics. I know I need to make an episode about validation, how to stop needing constant validation from others. So I am going to be working on that. But yes, I love to get feedback, and definitely if you're on iTunes, give it a rate, some feedback. I'm not sure if you can do that on Spotify, but I would really appreciate it. So until then, I hope you all just remain calm and know that you will get through this. Take care. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post it on social media, or leave a rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Master Self Love. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.